Jim, there's a lot of development taking place in Buffalo and parts of Western New York. You have the Yahoo Project up in Niagara County, lots of things happening in and around the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. The ground will be broken soon on the Sabres Project at the Webster Block. Many of these projects come with some kind of subsidies attached to them to make them happen. Any idea how much we're talking about here?
Well, it's difficult to get a precise number because in some cases government officials are intentionally not releasing the details. I think Yahoo is a pretty good example of that. I'm going to guess when it's all said and done, those four projects alone, probably in excess of $100 million, with Yahoo and the Sabres Project accounting for the lion's share of them.
And they come in different forms. I mean, some of these are tax abatements, things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, often it's a tax break on property taxes. Sometimes it's abatement on sales tax, mortgage recording tax. In the case of Yahoo, it's also going to involve a fair amount of low-cost hydropower.
Don't we need these incentives, though, to bring these projects to fruition? Is there any indication that these would happen without some kind of government subsidy?
I think what I find particularly troubling over this last round of subsidies is that in a lot of cases, they're for projects that were going to happen with or without the subsidies. And I think it underscores there's an expectation now that if I build something in Western New York, well, of course I'm entitled to a handout. And, you know, the Sabres were going to go ahead with the Webster Block regardless. I think it's fairly safe to assume that the medical offices on Main Street across from the medical campus would have gone forward with or without the incentives. The other thing is, you know, what kind of economic development activity are you spurring? Are you spurring, you know, restaurants and hotels, or are you, you know, that tend to not create good paying jobs, or are you truly promoting businesses that are going to create good paying middle class jobs that bring some real wealth into the community? And for the most part, you know, you're not seeing anything that matches best practice.
Well, usually that is the hook, that there's some jobs attached to the project in some way. Do we always follow that to the end to see if, in fact, that's actually the case?
Well, you know, technically, yes, there's reporting, but I don't think anybody has ever really held accountable for whether or not they meet their goals and whether or not these are good-paying jobs or not. I mean, there's, you know, what I think underlies what we're seeing of late is the continued desperation on the part of government officials to show something on their watch. We got to show development. We got to show jobs. It doesn't matter if it's good development. It doesn't matter if they're good-paying jobs. The question is, are they spending our tax dollars wisely? In a region that suffers from some of the highest tax rates in the country. And we suffer from high tax rates for a lot of reasons, including the fact that when it comes to new development, new business in this town, corporations are not paying their way. They are looking for other people to carry the cost of their developments.
Do you have a sense that this is different than the way things are done in other communities? Doesn't this happen elsewhere?
I think it happens in a lot of communities. My sense, and I don't have any hard evidence to back this up, is that it's more acute in Western New York because there's a desperation here that you don't find in a lot of other places. And I think it's become part of the culture here. It's become part of the political culture. It's become an expectation of the development community, the business community. It's not a matter of are we going to get a subsidy. It's a matter of how big of a subsidy, where in a lot of other communities, you know, you kind of have to earn it. Here, it's just a given.
Jim Haney from InvestigativePost.org. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.